This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's a hump day. Hump day, baby. We are churning through the week here, and it's going to be a spicy one tonight. What do we have? Well, Trump announced last night. We'll take a second on that. More heavy D in the news, too. Then we're always probably going to end up giving a Trump heavy D update on things. I have more thoughts. We have not just us a little sore about the election. Democrats are sore, too. Always keep in mind, the other side has taken some wounds themselves, and they're looking at people to blame. Kathy Hochul in New York, Dems not pleased with her. We have the D.C. GOP being useless as ever. Mitch McConnell's back to being the leader. Somebody's hoping for another COVID lockdown. What? We have potential World War III. What's all this missile stuff, mail-in voting? A railroad strike, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm giving you my word. Chris, hold me to this. You know how you email the show, right? Jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and I ask for your emails, and I read your emails. They all go right to Chris. He prints them out for me. I try to get to a bunch of them on the show. I now I'm holding a stack of like 100 of these that I wanted to address even briefly on the air. And the stack is growing because I've been lazy and worthless. So tonight, I'm going to get better about that. I'm going to do at least 20, Chris. I'm going to do 20, Chris. No, I can't guarantee more than 20. What do you want me to shave in another mustache? All right, let's begin with the big thing.
Always have known that this was not the end. It was only the beginning of our fight to rescue the American dream. And it's a word you don't use. Two words. I don't want to be Joe. It's two words. American dream. In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Okay. Trump's in the race. And I know we have many, many, many MAGA diehards who listen to the show, and allow me to extend a congratulations to you. It's not exactly a surprise. I mean, everyone knew this was coming. It's not exactly some surprise, but it feels good when that's your guy. If you're a ride or die Trump guy or ride or die Trump girl, and the guy gets in the race and it's official, it's an exciting night. I watched some of the speech. I thought it was way too long and kind of boring, and that was really smart. Well, maybe not the long part, but the boring part was really smart. And let me clarify what I mean by that. Trump You know, Trump gets the crowd gets Trump fired up. I've been to Trump rallies before. It gets Trump fired up, and he gets himself working the room, and they're great. And you love them. I mean, honestly, I love them. They're fun. It's awesome. It's just a great environment. Even if you hate Trump, I would recommend going to a Trump rally. It's a great environment. But Trump has an issue right now, and we're going to be honest about this. And some of this might hurt. Grow up. Got to learn to grow up. We're going to talk honestly about it. Trump has, maybe you're a Trump hardcore right now, and there's probably nothing Trump could do or say to lose your support, and that's fine. I'm not talking down to you or insulting you at all. Some people find a guy, and they just decide he's the guy, and they're a bunch of Heavy D people, same way right now. You got your Heavy D bumper sticker on your car, and he's my guy, and he's going to save us. Maybe that's you with Trump. Trump's my guy, and he's going to save us. Okay, that's fine. But understand, we always have to understand this, and I struggle with this sometimes, so I'm talking to myself as much as you. You should never, if you're a candidate for office, never go with the people you'll never lose. You shouldn't campaign to the people you'll never lose. Why? They'll never lose you. He doesn't need you. If you have a Trump flag waving in your yard right now, Donald Trump should never message to you. Now, don't get me wrong. He should get elected and try to serve you because you're his best supporter and you deserve that. But campaigning, he should never try to message to you. You remember when Trump blasted Heavy D before the election, and then right after the election when everyone was loving Heavy D because Florida was basically all we felt good about. And Trump puts out this 2-page-long screed blasting again, him again. And you remember I criticized Trump for that. Not for blasting him. I don't care about that. It's politics. Go fight. Go have a big fight. Throw mud at each other. It doesn't matter to me. The timing was terrible for Trump. I wasn't criticizing him on behalf of Heavy D. I'm not team Heavy D either. I'm on neither of their team. I don't have my guy yet. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I blasted him on behalf of Trump. Because Trump doing that, if you're a Trump hardcore listening to the sound of my voice right now, you loved it. Yeah, screw DeSantis. He can wait his turn. Maybe that's what you're thinking right now. But that's the problem. That message to you, anyone who was wishy-washy, that's not fair. A bunch of people who were wishy-washy, that turned them off when they walked away. You should have seen my emails after he did that the next day. Jesse voted for him twice. I'm gone. Jesse, that's it. Dude, I can't take it anymore. You don't win elections, primaries, or generals by shaving off your support. You have to constantly expand your support. Remember how Trump won the 2016 election? He came down that escalator and boom, he's talking about illegal immigration. And nobody's ever had the guts to talk about illegal immigration. And boy, I tell you what, I was intrigued. Okay, talk to me. Yeah, let's lock down the border. And then he was bold and brash and Trump just drips charisma. And so as it went on and other candidates kind of faded away, the loser kind of rhino establishment types, Trump was gaining supporters as he gained popularity. But some of this is Trump's own fault and some of it's not. He doesn't have the same percentage of the GOP base's support now that he did then. Again, I don't care whether that makes you mad or not. That's a fact. He doesn't. He's lost some. So that means he has some bad momentum. Trump needs to reverse bad momentum. He has to reverse, and bad momentum is very hard to reverse. And Heavy D, because of the election win, has good momentum, and Trump has bad momentum. I've seen now 3 or 4 polls, separate polls, showing Heavy D not up on Trump in a primary, up significantly, 7 to 10 points. Now, you can do the thing that I hear all the time now and comfort yourself with polls are lying, all the polls are wrong. No, some polls lie and some polls are wrong. When it's multiple polls, that gives you an indication of what's happening. What's happening is Donald Trump made a couple mistakes. I told you they were timing mistakes. Not blasting him is not a mistake. It's a primary. Go fight. He made timing mistakes. The timing was awful. Made him look petty and selfish and scared. And he lost support. He needs to get some of those people back. If you're sitting here with a MAGA hat on listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Donald Trump cannot lose your support. That's fine. So he needs to stop messaging to you and start messaging to people who are tired of the extras. The extras you get. The Ron DeSanctimonious, the this, rhinos, that kind of stuff that you like and fires you up. People are, because the times have changed, people are kind of sick of it. Even people who liked it back in 2016, now it's more because people are more scared now, and now they're more aware of how evil the forces against us are. Now people think, okay, we don't have time for this idiocy now. Okay, let's move on from that. Trump needs to get some of those people back in his camp. If you thought the speech was long and boring and kind of low energy, to put it in Trump's words, you were right. It was long and boring and low energy, and I thought that was very smart. I thought that was brilliant. Trump, he doesn't need to message to you, the MAGA hardcore, if that's what you consider yourself. He needs now to start expanding his support again. He needs to show people, I'm the guy for 2024. And I've said this 1,000 times. The Trump of 2016 is not the guy that will be able to do it in 2024. That's not an insult to him. The country has changed. The mood of the country has changed. You know what memes are? If you're older, you may not know what memes are. They're basically a picture that goes online that people make funny jokes out of. There's a great meme online I've seen. I love it. It's one of my favorite ones. It's so true. It's a picture of some guy decked out in SWAT gear with a rifle. And then beside him is a picture of, looks like some innocent little happy teenage girl. And they're at some rally somewhere. And the girl's wearing a MAGA hat. And over the girl, it says, my politics in 2016. You know, the happy teenage girl, MAGA hat on. And then over the SWAT guy with the gear on for war, it says, my politics now. Trump has to adjust with the mood of the country. The country, the mood has changed. I thought last night, with that very reserved, frankly boring speech, most of it, I thought that was what he had to do. I thought it was very smart. All right, we're moving off of that because we have bigger fish to fry. We'll get to some, well, McConnell stuff and Kathy Hochul taking heat. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Somebody's hoping for another COVID lockdown. Before we murder this person, we're going to go through it today. I read it in the New York Post this morning, and I was dying. Now, let me make you feel good about something, all right? Because it's all kinds of bad news, but feel good about this. You are a little sore about the election. I'm still a little sore about the election. Don't have the Senate, barely have the House. What happened to the red wave? All these other things. But remember this. We get this myopic view of we only look at politics through our lens and we don't think about what the other side is going through. Democrats are being savaged right now, too, for their losses. You understand that Republicans picked up seats, not just in Florida. I mean, credit to Florida, good work. Republicans picked up seats in New York. New York, Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 in New York. It's one of the bluest states in the United States of America. And if you're a Democrat congressman in New York, you're feeling real secure about your job leading into virtually any election. It's New York. We're fine. It's New York. And so when you wake up on Wednesday morning and you find out you're not a congressman anymore, you tend to look around for somebody to blame. I love this. Ousted New York Democrat is the latest to blame Governor Kathy Hochul for disastrous loss. Quote, it was certainly a combination of GOP candidate Lee Zeldin firing up Republicans and really encouraging people to come out and vote for him. And also, unfortunately, a near absence of campaign efforts by the governor. He lost 52-48. That's Elijah Reichlin Melnick or whatever his name is. I don't know. I don't speak these foreign languages. I'm just kidding, Chris. I'm just stupid. Anyway, remember, they're having nasty closed-door meetings now, too. We're all worried about 2024 and the primary and who's going to be Trump, heavy D. Guess what? They're having the same meetings, too. They just don't publicize theirs quite as much. You think there's no arguing right now? Biden, Gavin Newsom, do we kick him out? Do we all choose Dome? Do we go with the Rear Admiral Butt gig? Who do we pick? They're having all these arguments now, too. Democrats who are sore about losing seats, they're extra sore, extra salty, especially in places like New York where they feel like those seats belong to them. I said I was going to get to 20 emails, and Chris very rudely put up an email tally counter. And so I am going to start right now, Chris, because someone said, Dr. Jesse, this last week has been tough for me. I'm still having a really tough time wrapping my mind around what happened and why in the elections. I consume a ton of conservative media, stay up on all the topics of the day. A lot of pundits are blaming quality and the 2020 crowd for the poor showing. I think that misses the mark. I think this is a voter problem. Why are people so willing to vote against the policies they supposedly like? They're willing to vote against the candidates that would push these policies. Are they really that dim and shallow? Try to help me make sense of this, O wise one. His name is Rob. Well, Rob, we have to keep something in mind. You do and I do. And I lose sight of this. You probably lose sight of this. And especially in the wake of an election loss where Democrats were so unpopular. I mean, they're just terribly unpopular. They were horrible on crime and inflation, and voters blame them. And we wake up and we look and we want answers. And remember, I said at the beginning of the show, and you'll hear me say it 1,000 times now, that I'm not on Team Trump or Team DeSantis, because I'm never on Team anyone. I don't do that. I just don't. I don't put bumper stickers on my car. I believe all politicians, every one of them, should be treated like rental cars. Use them to get where you want to go and then dump the thing off and never think about it again, because that's how they all think about you. But at the same time, when I say that, I do have mercy on people who do have a team, because why do you get a team? Why do you have one? One of the main reasons people have one, and I'm going to answer the question, believe me, it simplifies things for you. This guy's good. This guy's bad. Why choose a guy? Trump's going to save us. Biden's the devil. It makes it easier in our minds to separate everything out. And I understand why people want to make it easier, because the truth is, whenever you're analyzing a loss or a win, the answers are never as simple as you want them to be or I want them to be. For instance, you know I despise Mitch McConnell. In the wake of that election loss, my first instinct, it's all McConnell's fault. McConnell sucks. Screw you, Mitch. You did it all. And don't get me wrong, Mitch McConnell does hold some responsibility for that election. There's no question about it. But the answers are more complicated than that. We have to understand sometimes the reason people choose to vote against their best interests is they want a simple view of politics. They want to look. My mom voted Democrat, and my dad voted Democrat, and his dad before him voted Democrat, and his dad before him voted Democrat. It's almost a guarantee I will vote Democrat. I don't have to look at issues. I don't have to worry about this or that or inflation or anything else. It's simple for me as an uninformed voter who doesn't take the time to look into things. It just makes my life easier to go down and just vote straight ticket Democrat. And there are Republicans who vote that way too. Mom was a Republican, dad was a Republican, grandpa before him, so on and so forth. They're a Republican, but not really an informed one. They're not listening to the show right now. They're just this kind of, I'll vote, it's my civic duty, but I don't really know anything. And it's simple for them. Many people, many Democrat votes and Republican votes in this country are simply already banked and cannot be moved. That's hard. It's hard to hear that, but it's true. And I have a little bit more on that in a second, but I do have some great news. After I get off work, I'm going to drive home and I'm going to walk in the house and the smells are going to hit me. What are those smells going to be? The wife is making shrimp fried rice tonight with Biloxi shrimp. Shrimp fried rice tonight. Have you ever had shrimp fried rice? I've had it everywhere. Okinawa, Thailand. I don't even like rice. Rice sucks. But shrimp fried rice with the scrambled eggs and the delicious meats in there, and it's all cooked up together. And now there's going to be Biloxi shrimp, and she's going to use the Biloxi shrimp herbs and spices in there, and it's going to be the best freaking shrimp fried rice ever. I'm so unreasonably excited. If it sounds like my mouth is watering, that's because I am. So once again, thank you, Biloxi shrimp. Because we never did that at home until we started getting bags of Biloxi shrimp, American shrimp, delivered to our front door. Get yourself some shrimp, the best shrimp ever. American shrimp from American shrimp boats. That's important. Stop buying that foreign crap. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off the whole order, all right? BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse. All right, McConnell. In emails, next. Just for a little fun.
Oh. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. You
play with words, you play with love. It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. I don't know why I can't get the smile off my face. I mean, yeah, Republicans suck, and the election didn't go our way. But remember, every day above ground is a good day. I want to continue addressing this for a second. Why do voters go this way? Somebody's blaming the voters and blaming the voters in the wake of everything. Why do they go this way? You must understand and accept. You are different. You are a minority. I am a minority. Now, what does that mean? You really don't wrap your mind around how highly informed you are. You seek out. You're listening to the sound of my voice right now. You seek out information and entertainment, right? Those two things have to always go together. Otherwise, the show sucks. Otherwise, I just sound like this the whole time and let's read the Constitution. No, there always has to be an entertainment thing. But you seek out information. You crave it. I do the same thing. I wake up in the morning and I'm doing the same things you're doing all day long. I'm reading this headline. I'm looking into this. Wait, that doesn't make sense. I better text a buddy about this. Hey, did you see this? I'm sharing things with friends and family. I do the same things you do. That makes us such a teeny tiny minority. There are a ton of people, and this is going to sound depressing, but just we have to accept human nature as it is. There are tons of people, tons of them. They actually want to be told what to think. You've witnessed this over and over and over again. They want to be told what to think about every issue, what to say to people. They want to be told how to vote. They're not like you. They're not like me. They don't seek out information. They seek out comfort, really. It provides comfort for them. And look, there is, I've brought this up before, that show, that HBO show, Game of Thrones. There's a great line in it. It's from the books, but I'm going to give credit to the show. There's a great line in it where one of the people freed a bunch of slaves.
And then after she freed the slaves, said something about, you know, to the effect of, I hope they like it or not. And the guy's like, what do you mean? Why wouldn't they like it? And she said, people learn to love their chains. People do. It's being that, just going up to the hive mind, watching NBC News every single night, plugging your little cord into the hive mind and getting your new programming update. Okay, what do we care about today? Okay, it's COVID ID. It's COVID-19. Or Donald Trump's the Antichrist. Go Ukraine, everybody. And you get your programming and then you leave. And that's just so easy. It doesn't create any thought. Then they can go back to just doing whatever it is they want to do. You know what they're doing right now while you listen to me? They're listening to music. They're listening to sports. Look, go team. Woohoo. Go Giants. That's what they're doing. You're sitting here getting boned up on the issues. Sometimes I'll have people say something, not often, but I'll see someone say something disparaging about truckers. Trucker. He's a trucker. Truckers are probably the most informed people in the United States of America on the issues. Why? They drive for a living listening to information. Their minds are just sponges of information. You want to get educated on an issue? I could have truckers on the show all night long, issue after issue after issue. They would know more than I do about virtually all of it because that's all they do is suck up information all day long. But there are so many people who just aren't interested in that. And that is hard for us to accept. You think in a linear way. Joe Biden gets elected. Democrats have taken over. Oh, my goodness. Here's a headline. 13 are charged in Brooklyn gang shootings that injured 14 and killed 2. Okay, so we elected Democrats. Now Brooklyn's a war zone. Let's get rid of Democrats. That's how you think in a logical, linear fashion. We have to understand and accept, as painful as it is, that is not how most people think. There are tons of people out there who just want to get up and be fed and be told what to think about everything because it's easier. Have you had a lovely week? Stress-wise, stress and anxiety-wise, how's it been? Felt good? No, of course you haven't. You've been bummed, stressed, angry, mad about this, mad about that. Of course, why? You're a political person. You understand that we're battling for the future of what this country looks like, and the stakes are so high, and you understand that we're going to win battles and we're going to lose battles, and man, we kind of lost one on Tuesday, and that hurts, and it's bummed you out, and your candidate lost here, and this guy lost here. Oh my goodness, I thought Lee Zeldin was going to be governor of New York. No, he didn't. That sucks. And you have all these things. And so for the last week, you've been kind of bummed. You've had a rough week, haven't you? I know you have. I'm right there with you. I'm not pointing fingers. Same thing, me too. Oh, dang it. That sucks. This sucks. This sucks. Okay? Know who had a good week? Chris, do me a favor. Look up the New York Giants, my former favorite team. I don't watch football anymore, but you know I basically worshipped the Giants for years. I watched them in person beat Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl in Arizona. Look up if they won last weekend. And it won't matter, but for the purposes of my example, if the Giants won last weekend, you know who had a great week? Guy who doesn't follow politics, watch the Giants. Hey, G-Man, baby! You woke up Wednesday morning. Oh, dang it, we didn't win. They're cheating again. What's going on? He woke up. Yeah, woohoo! Touchdown City, Big Blue! He's happier. Of course he's happier. He focuses on things that don't matter. What do you want me to say? And I'm not insulting sports fans, by the way. I've just told you. I still have my authentic, one of my proudest possessions, an authentic LT jersey, old school LT jersey, Lawrence Taylor's greatness. But the guy who doesn't care at all about politics and world events and gigantic things going on, he doesn't have your level of stress. It is an easier life to simply abandon any critical thought and sign up to be part of the hive mind. And they do that on purpose, right? They do that. There's a reason our education system in this country is even set up the way it is. It's set up more for programming than thinking. There's not a ton of critical thinking aims in the education system these days. It's memorize this, learn this, this is the truth about this, and this is the truth about that. There's tons of that. That's the majority of the education system. Why? That makes you a better servant to the hive mind. Okay, congratulations. You graduated high school. Okay, go to this Ivy League school. Very important. You'll be smart when you graduate there. And nope, it's just another 4 years of being programmed and programmed and programmed. By the time you're done, you're 22, 23 years old, and you're just walking around with a cord just hanging off your body, ready to plug it into the hive mind anytime you see it. Oh, new issue. Hive mind, where are you? Okay, I'm updated. Thank you, hive mind. That sounds nuts to you. I look at that person, and honestly, sometimes, it depends on my mood, sometimes I look at that person with scorn. Sometimes I feel bad for that person. I think to myself, that's horrible. But who would want to live their life like that? But that's why people do it. We talk about the system taking care of its own. Remember, it's a good life, a comfortable life to be a servant of the system. It's just not a life I desire. It's not a life you desire. I will not. I choose freedom. I choose a better country for my children. I'm not going to comfortably walk into the slave chains. I'm just not going to do it, and neither are you. Well, that creates stress, right? You have chosen to get off the stands and get in the game, to your credit. So have I. Well, guess what? That's good. You don't have to watch the game like everyone else, and you get to go compete and maybe win. Bad news is, you're going to sprain an ankle. You're in the game. The way it goes. As somebody who is in the game, understand, we do have responsibilities to prepare ourselves. Now, you remember we had that prepper guy on last night, Jim Cobb, and he was so good about telling people, hey, I don't care, urban area, get some bottled water, get this, get that. And he was talking about physical fitness. Remember, part of your preparation for crazy times that we're going into, a critical part of it is making sure you take the time to practice with your weapon. And I'm not trying to be cold about this. I'm really not. Because I know time is valuable. Believe me, I got two kids, sports, school, wife and I running all over the place. I'd take my son to practice at 4:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. I know. Find 10 minutes and practice with a Mantis X system in your home. It's dry fire practice. It attaches to your weapon. Whatever your weapon is, it'll attach to your weapon, and you will dry fire practice in your home. Not just target practice. Feedback. They'll put you through drills. You can get good with your weapon in the comfort of your home. We have an obligation to practice. We must. Go to MantisX.com and get one. Plus, Christmas is coming. You want to watch dad geek out? Want to watch your husband geek out? Wife geek out if she's into guns? MantisX.com, all right? Hang on. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All those are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. On top of all the issues, and I'm going to get to the McConnell stuff. I know I've been promising that, but I can't get off this quite yet. We have to make sure we understand that everyone isn't like us, and that's so hard. That other people don't share our values. I played that creepy Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum. I played this audio for you yesterday. I'm going to play it for you again. But I want you to understand, Klaus Schwab does know something. He knows something, and it's important to him. He knows that there are tons of people like you who you're not just going to give up your freedom. And you're going to say what you want, and you're going to keep your guns, and you're going to work where you want. He knows there are freedom-loving people like you. He understands that. What he's banking on are that there are enough people who just want to be told, hey, the world's going to end if you keep using fossil fuels, so give up your car and go live in a pod and own nothing, and we'll deliver a little package meal for you every single day. Klaus Schwab, evil as he may be, understands very well that there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people out there who are all about this restructuring.
We all have to work together. Corporations, of course, governments, civil society, to address the big issues in our world. Of course, if we look at all the challenges, we can speak about a multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological,
an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process.
A restructuring. And Chris was over there doing the like, I bet you that guy's a Nazi salute type thing. Well, he was born in Germany in 1938, but he actually has a bust of Lenin on his bookshelf. Not that, look, the degrees between Nazism and communism are real teeny tiny, which is odd because they've been killing each other for a long time. They're virtually the same thing. But you hear that and you hear, oh my, who is this evil person working with everyone? He's never taking my freedom. We always have to understand that there are people who think differently, that they want him to. We just keep fighting the good fight, no? It's all we can do. Mike Lindell helps us fight that fight all the time, by the way. All the time. And I'm so impressed by these people who run businesses, these huge businesses that are already popular by taking chances. We talked earlier in the week, I think it was Monday, about courage and how there's many, many forms of courage out there. But when you take a big risk to do what you know is right, that is courage. Mike Lindell getting himself run out of the big box stores because he has questions about how we run elections in this country, that's guts. I mean, I've been telling you about the Giza Dream Sheet sale right now. They have the lowest price ever on Giza Dream Sheets, and they are the freaking best sheets ever, and now's the time you should buy them. Forget about buying them for the sheets. Buy them for Mike Lindell to say thank you. And that, as a bonus, you get the best sheets ever, and you'll die for them. They're just the best. But that's a bonus. The real prize is thanking somebody who has taken big hits, financial and otherwise. Thank you, Mike Lindell. You want these sheets at the lowest price ever. You want to say thank you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Now, I'm going to play for you something. And it's going to be a lot for us to handle. But it's important we have to understand when we are outgunned. You always need to understand when you're outgunned, not so you can feel bad about yourself, but so you can make improvements. The right has, the biggest challenge we face on the right is not the midterms or the primary and who wins in 2024. The biggest challenge we face on the right is changing our mentality into an aggressive mentality that wants to win. I'm going to play something for you. Let me ask you something. Can you spot the difference in these two things? Mitch McConnell, he was once again elected the leader of the Senate GOP today. Mitch McConnell had this to say.
And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do.
Okay. Tell me, so that was Mitch McConnell from today. Do you hear any difference between Mitch McConnell and New York Senator Chuck Schumer and the way he talks?
Make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Again, here was Mitch McConnell from today.
And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do them. And we did.
That's how our leader talks. This is how their leader talks.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
This is how our leader talks.
And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do them. And we did.
And this is how they talk.
We stand up and we fight back. We do not back down. We do not compromise. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. You can either lie down, you can whimper, you can pull up in a ball, you can decide to move to Canada, or you can stand your ground and fight back. And that's what it's about. We are not turning this country over to what Donald Trump has sold. We are just not.
Who's going to win that fight? You've unleashed the whirlwind. You guys will be put on trial. We do not compromise with Nazis. We will do anything in our power to stop you. You are Nazi white supremacists, a dangerous threat to democracy. Our people?
And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do them. And
they play the game as if they want to win the game. We play the game so we can kind of look like we want to win. We just don't want to get too dirty out there. That's the truth. And until we change the mentality of, I know your mentality is fine, until we change the mentality of our elected leadership, then nothing will ever change. I pointed this out before. Remember this?
Senator Cornyn, who, as you know, I asked to be the point person on our side to see if we could come to an outcome after these horrible school shootings. And his teammates indicated, as you have reported, a coming together behind a framework which hopefully can be turned into legislative language.
That was Mitch McConnell working with Democrats, and he eventually got 15 Senate Republicans to vote with Democrats against your rights. So as we go into a break, I want you to think about something. You're even welcome to look it up. Go ahead and research it. When is the last time you saw 15 Democrats cross the aisle and vote with the Republicans on a Republican bill? Yeah. We know how that's going to end up. I'm not done on this. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.